It's Friday, the 24th of May, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 8am news bulletin. The Namibian truck driver abducted during a hijacking on the N3 route outside Harrismith while en route from Durban has been located. Despite being blindfolded during the incident, the victim's truck has not been recovered. Truck drivers encountering similar risks are advised to seek assistance from the Namibian Embassy in Pretoria. Bahupu Hipi Shivikwa, Walvis Bay Corridor Group Chief Executive Officer.
These incidents are not isolated. They are increasing. Their modus operandi is the same. What they've done to other truck drivers is what they're also doing to these ones. Although we have also seen others where they really get violent and attack the truck drivers. So is that we are issuing a cautionary note to the truck drivers, the owners, that they need to intensify their security systems and surveillance systems, because we are working with the intelligence community to get the information. And so far is that these incidences are not going to subside any moment. And with the elections that is coming up in South Africa, there could also be incidences of such nature.
With elections looming, an increasing number of tick boxes on the government's agenda remain unchecked. Peter Stone Tabalo, a community leader from Windhoek's Tobias Hanyeko constituency, highlighted one concern during a recent interview with our news team.
For you to reach us, you will just drive at low pace because there's no roads. There's no good road structure because we have just make our own road structure.
Following the tragic small airplane crash in Windhoek's Pioneers Park residential area claiming three lives, the Directorate of Aircraft Investigations in the Works and Transport Ministry has unveiled its preliminary findings. Head of the Directorate of Aircraft Investigations in the Ministry, Magnus Abraham.
The evidence of smoke that occurred at the left engine immediately after takeoff, that is at the moment the line of investigation that we're taking. We are receiving the experts. They are already on the way. That engine needs to be clearly be looked at. If it need be to be sent to Canada, as we've agreed with the manufacturer, that would be done, but would be able to figure out what happened. But more than that, why the crew really lost control when they lost the one engine and why they could not control and basically control the aircraft back to the airfield, that is part of our investigation.
South Africa's Police and Prisons Civil Rights Union has expressed concerns about SAPS management's handling of preparations for next week's national general elections. Spokesperson Richard Mamabolo criticized the police for delegating responsibilities to provinces and lacking a clear deployment plan. Mamabolo highlighted unresolved issues regarding leave days and accused police management of undermining collective bargaining. He warns that poor working conditions are lowering morale amongst police members.
Our skepticism is that they are going to mislead the public at net joint, claiming that all is well. Given the political climate we currently face, we are of the firm view that the National Office of the SAPS should have been leading the process of policing.
Haiti's health system is now on the verge of collapse. That's the warning from the UN's Children's Fund. It says there has been an alarming decrease in the number of hospitals still functioning in the violence-wrecked Caribbean nation. Jody Jacobs reports for us from the United Nations in New York.
Warehouses, pharmacies and containers filled with essential supplies have been looted, according to the organization, while hundreds remain stranded, unable to enter Port-au-Prince. The situation is likely to worsen as the coming rainy season may cause a rise in waterborne diseases. UNICEF and other humanitarian partners are now trying to establish alternatives to import and dispatch much-needed medical resources. Jody Jacobs at the United Nations in New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.